This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Peach growers say they had a pretty successful year, but producers on the western slope are increasingly worried about unpredictable and extreme weather patterns. Steve Ela is a fourth-generation grower in Hotchkiss. He says he's faced a steep learning curve to understand how to adjust to seasonal changes.
As farmers, we are front and center in the climate change issue, so significant changes in climate are really going to affect us.
Growers like Ela are still recovering from a devastating freeze that killed many peach trees 3 years ago, but he says this year's unusually wet spring brought relief. The Archdiocese of Denver wants a federal judge to let it participate in Colorado's universal preschool program. CBR's Matt Bloom reports it will ask for a preliminary injunction this week.
The state program requires preschools to accept families regardless of their sexual orientation or gender identity in order to be eligible for state funding. The Archdiocese argues it's being illegally excluded from the public benefit due to its religious beliefs. The church runs 36 preschools statewide. Colorado's Department of Early Childhood Education says it'll defend its right to deny the church participation. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver-based Summit Materials, a cement manufacturer, is merging with Argos North America. Summit says the combined company will be the fourth largest cement platform in the United States. The transaction is valued at more than $3 billion. You're listening to CPR News. Please come to cpr.org for more headlines from around the state.